So it's 10 p.m., which means that it's time for your after-class show. Welcome to Friday Night Live. My name is Lisa.
My name is Kiara.
And we are your hosts for Friday Night. Today, wow, what a week.
Yeah, I've been so busy, so exhausted.
I literally just wrote a midterm.
This girl came running after her exam.
Ran here. Oh my gosh. My hand is like cramping. Like, I am dying.
Yeah.
You know those exams when you like write so much so fast that you don't realize like how much your back is hurting, how much your hand is hurting?
Wish I could relate. I really, like, sometimes I'll be sitting in an exam, I'm like, oh no.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah, I've had those maybe like grade 8.
Oh my.
My brain has just been foggy since then. Been a blur. I think I like black out during my exam.
Oh my god. You like go in, you're like, I don't know what's going on. You come out, you're like, did I write anything down or did I just hand in a blank paper?
Literally me.
Clearly it's midterm season, so that's what we're going to be talking about today. Also some astrology and dreams for you guys. We're getting ready for Halloween. We have a little bit of a spooky.
Yeah. We're getting into like some little bit of conspiracies, but I'm going to be talking about astrology too. So it's going to be fun.
I'm so excited.
A fun time.
I love astrology.
So first couple songs we're going to play is Wine Up, Kiss Me Through the Phone, Let It Get Started, Telephone, and yeah.
All right. So here we go, guys.
It's summertime. Ladies looking hot, shaking up what they got. Elephant man.
Hey. Whoa. Hi. No, not yet. Thank you. All right. So midterm season / reading week. Current midterm. Let me just tell you guys, it went okay. I was writing the whole time and I skipped the first question and I didn't get to finish. I was literally scribbling by the end.
How long was it? Like,
it was supposed to be 2 hours, but like at 9 o'clock.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
That's so scary.
At 9 o'clock, my prof was like, do you guys need more time? Because everyone was like scrambling and then everyone was like, yes, please. So she's like, okay, 10 more minutes. So after 10 minutes, people started packing up and like leaving. I stayed until 9:15. I was the last one there. She was like, oh, if you need like another extra minute, that's okay. And I was like, no, girl, I need like another hour.
Oh my gosh.
Sorry. I guess I'll leave now. There was this one time, I think, I don't know when it was, but my friend in Toronto had a house party.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was like the Friday night before I had a Saturday exam, or it was something. No,
year was this?
This was like last year or something.
Oh, okay.
Or 2 years ago. I don't know. It was literally last year, like last winter.
Okay.
So he had a party, I think, on Saturday night before I had a Sunday morning exam, something like that. And I stayed at his house until 5 o'clock in the morning.
Oh my gosh. I'm holding like my
temples
right now.
Yeah, I was like, oh my god.
That sounds so stressful. I'd be so scared.
I mean, like, I was ready, like, honestly, 5 a.m., he was like, let me give you some coffee. And I was like, that's a good idea. So I drank some coffee and then I drove to school. I wrote my exam and I ended up getting an A. So sometimes you just gotta feel it out, you know?
Yeah. One time, I think like the craziest I've done is like I brought my laptop to a party. And then I was studying for that, like, the whole time. I was, like, they were singing Happy Birthday, and everyone was, like, with, like, bottles and stuff. And I was reading, like, the neuroscience and stuff, and I was so confused. I'm, like, I don't get it.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm really bad at science and stuff, though. So, I mean, never took psych again after that.
Literally every single, like, gathering that I've been to during midterm season or during, like, you know, when you have, like, something due on Friday night at, like, 10 p.m., I've literally been at gatherings on my laptop. People have been, like, you know, partying around me and then coming up to me and looking over my shoulder like, oh, what are you doing? What are you writing? What are you studying?
Yeah,
and
I'm like cue cards and stuff. It's like, you know what? I can't talk right now.
Like, I have half an hour to submit this.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. But what did you do for your reading week?
I went to Halloween Haunt. So that was really fun.
That's brave, man. I cannot with haunted places. I like stay away. I can't do horror. I can't do like anything like that.
Really? I love it. Like, I like pop-ups and like scary movies and stuff. Like,
what happened at Haunt?
So I think it was really fun because I went with my cousins and they were like we really convinced like my youngest cousin to go, and they were like, she was terrified. She put her hood up. She like zipped it all the way up so like it was covering her eyes, and then there was people like just popping out at you at every second.
Oh,
and then
God,
I check up on her. She's so quiet, and then I'm like, are you okay? And then she's like, Yeah. And she's really, she was like crying. She was crying. She had to wipe her tears. I'm like, oh my gosh, let's go get a funnel cake.
Let's go get funnel cake after being traumatized.
Yeah, that was literally what happened.
Oh my gosh. But you said that there was something at Casa Loma too?
Yeah, the Casa Loma haunted house is really good apparently this year. Like, they have it every year, but everyone who goes is always like, that was the best
really
haunted house I've been
okay,
to. Yeah,
but are these people that like haunted houses? Like, I feel like I would be like, no, that's like the worst thing I've ever experienced.
They're like into haunted houses. Like, they tell me that that haunted house is really good. So, and then there's obviously like the ones in Niagara and stuff. I don't know. I've never been to those ones. Oh, I know that Halloween Haunt is like decent. That was my first time going.
Really?
The mazes were fun. Like, I knew what I was getting into. So
I get enough heart attacks from midterm season and from finals that I don't need no Halloween.
I'm still scared.
Oh my god. Deadline here. Oh my god.
Scantrons.
Oh my god. Oh man. Okay. So anyways, coming up next, we have some songs. Saturn Bars by Gorillaz and Popcorn, I think is how you say it.
Yeah.
Popcorn. And then we got New Rules by Dua Lipa.
And Sangria Wine by Camila Cabello. But first, that one song that kind of was interrupting, a Fake ID.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, ID. We can't forget that. This is a good one, though. Here you go, guys. I know you're going to
love it. Man, he a joke, so you got to get loose with the Henny and the Coke. 3, 2, 1, girls want to have fun.
Guys, welcome back.
Hey, hey.
So our next topic is
astrology.
So I'm so down.
Yeah, we're gonna briefly talk about Venus retrograde, which is what we're in right now.
Oh my god, I'm feeling it.
Do you know anything about the retrogrades, Lisa?
I feel like it's something negative because everyone's like, oh my gosh, my life is so screwed up, it's because of Mercury retrograde.
Yeah, like everyone like thinks it's a bad thing, but sometimes it's depending on like the planet, it could be a good thing.
Oh,
so, and depending on the aspects too, it depends what you want from it, you know, like it depends on the, like, if you're talking about like love life right now, I would say like it's okay, but if you're trying to get into like a good relationship, a nice long-term cuffing relationship, I wouldn't say so. Maybe like a little fling would be fine. That's a good, that's a good way to put it, I'd say.
I think
for Venus retrograde,
what was happening in the summertime, like it was all
so
whack, right?
Yeah, so Mercury retrograde really ruined some summers for some people. It was so bad. Everyone was complaining. They were saying that Mercury retrograde like messed them up. People were like, Mercury retrograde got me fired. It got me out of my relationship. Like, because they can't do certain things. Like, they can't meet new people or get into relationships. And it's not like a planet really has all of that power to do that stuff. But if you're like, you know, going into your day-to-day life and you feel like, why aren't things working out for me? They'll just blame Mercury. That's what I think. They'll be like, honestly, it's the Mercury retrograde.
It's all Mercury's fault.
But I do think that, like, the energies are true, like with Venus and stuff. Apparently, it's affecting the signs like Aries, Scorpio, and Taurus the most.
Oh,
and okay. So, like, they're super drained, super emotional, like, exhausted, things like that.
Honestly, I'm a Taurus, and I literally, since October 1st, I have been, like, not feeling my best.
Yeah, like, I feel like a zombie. Like, I'm a Scorpio, so, I mean, we've been, like, it's just been, like, really hard. Like, I don't know. I didn't know until, like, I had to, like, search it up, like, what's going on.
Yeah.
And there was like, everyone was like, Venus retrograde is gone.
For the past like 3 weeks, like all week, my grandma was trying to talk to me, and I would reply to her like yes or no. I wasn't like, and she was asking me like if something's wrong, and I was just telling her that I was like feeling tired or like feeling not well. I don't know.
Yeah, it's really draining. It's really weird. And I don't know what can help it. I know that there's some weird things with crystals and gems, leaving them out in the moonlight and stuff like that. There's literally people who do the most to try to like balance out the retrograde and all of their like spiritual things. But
time to put all my Bath and Body Works money into crystals and moonlight.
Yeah, time to do that.
Oh my gosh. Is there anything specific to like Taurus and Scorpio?
Pretty much just like feeling emotionally drained
and all of that stuff.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. Hopefully, I know it's going to be over soon, but like definitely after Halloween.
What about like love life? What is the Venus retrograde doing for our love life?
So It's bringing back the exes.
The exes are coming back.
The exes are coming back like zombies from like a graveyard.
For Halloween.
Yeah, it's like the scariest thing. So we'll talk more about that after the next couple
after
of songs,
because
we have some stories for you after this.
I'm excited. So what's coming up?
We have Free Room by Raven Lanae.
Yeah.
Who I love. By the way, she's coming to Toronto in November 19th with Georgia Smith. She's doing a tour. I'm really excited. I really want to go. Anyways, Lucid Dreams, La La La, and
Papa Ute. It's French, guys. Remember, we're bringing culture. Remember, we're bringing culture.
There we go. Okay.
All right. Welcome back. All right. We're back. So we're almost coming to the end of our show. So here's our last topic. Dreams.
Start us off.
All right. I don't know if you guys believe in this, but sometimes I feel like I predict things in my dreams.
Yeah. Like, wait, what's it called? Like, okay, I literally watched Miss Peregrine's, like, I forgot the name, but there was, like, this kid who could, like, project, like, the future.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And he would tell everyone the future through his dreams. Yeah. It was so cool.
Like, okay, this one time. So last summer of 2017, I was like out in Alberta, out in BC, like God knows where. And I was camping with my friends. It was like a house where it was just like mats on the floor, and people would just like, they would rent basically like a bed. So it was kind of like a hostel. You would like rent a bed. It was like for hikers. So like if you're hiking on a trail and you need to stay overnight, you like come, you stay overnight, and then you keep going on your hike. But we just like wanted to like camp out there. So we like drove to BC. We got to this like cabin, and overnight I had this dream. I had a dream that my cousin and his girlfriend were like fighting. And in my dream, his girlfriend came to me and she was like, oh my God, Michael is so stupid. And she was bawling her eyes out. And I remember in my dream, I got so mad that I went to him and I was yelling at him. Like, I was screaming so much that in my dream, like, my throat got hoarse. And I was like, if you don't get your act together, we're all gonna leave you, me included.
Oh my gosh.
And so then I woke up and I was like, whoa, that was a really intense dream. And we're driving back to Alberta. And I messaged my cousin's girlfriend. I was like, hey, like, I had a dream about you that, like, you and Michael were in a fight. And I told him to get his act together. And then she was like, yeah, we had a fight yesterday and we talked it through. Like, it was a really intense one, but he ended up like buying a ticket to go visit her. And so she's like, yeah, we ended up like figuring it out and all is good now. I was like, damn, I was like feeling that like while I was sleeping. Yeah, I don't know if you have any dreams like that.
No, my dreams are really weird. I think I even told you, no, my dreams are like just dumb. Like, I wish I could explain them. Like, I literally had a dream that there was like fish, but they would like, they were not in water, like they were like swimming but like in the air. And then I woke up because I was sleeping over at a friend's house, and then she woke me up. She's like, why are you like moving like that? And I was literally like moving my arms. I was trying to like move the fish from like where I was. Get I think out. I don't know, like there, it's always something really weird and like specific like that. It's the dumbest dreams.
That's so interesting. Well, another dream that I had was that my mom had recently ordered these tights from the internet. Like, they were supposed to be the kind that don't rip. Like, I don't know if you've seen the videos where it's like they have like scissors through them and they don't rip, and they have like nail files and they like don't rip.
Okay.
So my mom bought these tights off the internet. And I think like 2 weeks went by, and I think like 2.5 weeks in, I had a dream that the tights arrived. And in the morning, I was like, Mom, I had a dream that the tights arrived. Like, we finally got them. And she was like, because she was complaining to me. She was like, oh my gosh, like, this is taking so long. Like, I want to try these tights on already. And I was like, I literally had a dream last night that the tights are going to come. And lo and behold, like, that night, they arrived. I was damn, look, mind blown. I am a psychic. I just need to get more training. Yeah. And then I can be a reading palms, like, tomorrow.
Oh my gosh, for real. I know, I had a dream. It wasn't even, this is going back to like the retrograde stuff.
Oh.
Okay. So like my ex was in my dream. I don't know. I told you my dreams are weird. It was like me and all my friends from like a long time ago. We were all like hopping fences and like driving really fast and doing weird things like that. I'm like, why are we doing this? But I was fine with it. And then I don't know. I think we're like on a beach. Like Lakeshore, like Toronto. You know when it like cuts really fast in your dream? Yeah. I don't know, but he ended up like being there. And I'm like, why is he in my dream? I have not thought about this guy in so long. And then my friend who was also in the dream, she was like the main, you know how there's like a main character in your dream?
Yeah.
So she was with me like the whole time.
Yeah.
she texted me. She's like, hey, like, my ex told me, sent her a message. He said, oh, I'm thinking about, like, Kiara. And
no.
Just tell her that I really miss her. And I hope she's doing well. And I'm like, what? He couldn't message me that because, like, I had blocked him. Like, a long time ago on everything. All the way up to, like, Facebook, emails, and everything. Like, he really tried. I don't know how. Like, I had to get rid of him. Like, that was, like, 2 years ago. But then I texted him. So messy.
So messy.
Why? Because I felt, like, bad. Like, he was, like, thinking about me and stuff. So I'm like, you know what? Thanks for that message. But, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So I thought that was nice. But
did he end up, like, do you guys end up, like, talk? Well, I guess you messaged him.
Yeah, I just said I got your message because I don't know if, like,
from through my friend.
Through my friend.
The grapevine.
Yeah, for real. But it was just really weird how that all happened.
Oh, my gosh. So. It is weird. Like, sometimes I like, wake up and I'm like, I don't know, like, if this is going to happen.
And stuff like that, yeah.
You know what? I have a lot of dreams where I'm running away from, like, the KGB or from,
really?
Like, yeah, I'm running away from, like, some big authority figure that's, like, ruining the world. Yeah. And I always, in my dreams, I'm always, like, falling to run away from them. Like, I'm jumping, like, from staircase to staircase, or I'm jumping, like, down a hole into a submarine. I don't know why, to, like, run away from them. Oh, I don't know what that means. Maybe I should go see someone about that.
Yeah, I've never. Wait, I'm going to start writing. Do you have a dream journal?
No, but what I do when I have a really intense dream is I'll message the whole thing to my friends. It's in my, like, conversation history. So if I really want to go look back at it, I can, like, scroll through and find it.
I should start doing that. Because the second I wake up, I'm like, whoa, that was crazy. But I always forget my dreams.
Yeah.
It's, like, a common thing. Like, you just forget your dreams. But whatever.
Anyways, guys, dreams. Take a look. Maybe it has something to say about your life.
Yeah.
So next up is our breath of culture. We have Taki Taki by DJ Snake, Selena Gomez, Ozuna, and Cardi B.
I'm so excited for that.
And then we have a song called Tip Tip. Yay. By Navka. And it's a Ukrainian song. Tip Tip means chirp chirp. So get ready for the chirps. All right, guys, so that concludes our show for tonight.
Went a little bit over, but
we had a lot to talk about. So just a reminder, every Friday night, you can tune in to Friday Night Live with myself, Lisa.
And Kiara.
From 10 p.m. to 11 p.m. So we really hope that you join us next week. And keep dancing. The open arms of the sea.